This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Power Hour. You've come to the right place. This is the Power Hour, one of the greatest shows on this network, in fact, anywhere. Normally hosted by the mild-mannered Daniel Brigman, who knows his stuff, but he's not in today to show his stuff. So he asked me, Patrick Wood, to sit in for him as a guest host of this program today for both hours, actually. And you're going to hear me all the way through. We're going to have a great time today. Who's Patrick Wood? Well, I'm the editor of technocracy.news. I'm also a writer and written a few books over the years. And my specialty is economic globalization. Now, how that'll bore you to death. But my book, Technocracy Rising, The Trojan Horse of Global Transformation, is something altogether different. Some of you have read that. I appreciate all of you who have bought my book in the past. So we're going to have a good time today. We've got two hours to cover here. The first hour we're going to cover with my guest, Mary Baker, who is the author of a book called Citizen Ninja, Stand Up to Power. And this is, of all the books that come out on the market, this is one of the more offbeat books that has more value possibly than 50 other books combined. Mary, welcome to the program today. I know you're there.
I'm here. Hi, Pat. How are you?
Excellent. Boy, we're doing good. We're going to have a great program. This is a short segment right now, but we're going to talk about, okay, what the heck is a citizen ninja? I mean, this, you know, when people hear this for the first time, their ears are going to perk up. Now, listen, folks, we're not teaching you how to throw pointed stars or, you know, nunchucks or stuff like that. This is not hurting anybody physically. But we're going to learn how to stand up to power, which is, of course, something we haven't done too much of in the last 40 years. Look at where we are today. So, Mary, let's cover just the few minutes we got in this first segment. What is your book about? Generally speaking, what's your book about?
Citizen Ninja Stand Up to Power is a primer on how to engage effectively in your local municipal government, how to have civil political discourse, and how to manage bullies in the public square. So it covers different types of municipal engagement, including electoral, civic, and political, but also what to do in the social sphere when you're with family, neighbors, friends, colleagues at work, whatever the situation is, how do you navigate those treacherous waters when political subjects come up? So it's a primer on how to engage.
Well, now I've been to a few public meetings myself over time, and what I find often when I go into a meeting where maybe I don't know everybody in the room, but I go in and I just kind of size up what's going on. I'm talking about a civic meeting. Often I find that there's a predetermined agenda that the people are trying to pull off, and observers in the meeting are just kind of told to go along and keep quiet and, you know, we'll work it out. But other opinions aren't necessarily welcome sometimes. I've noticed this quite frequently, that it's very difficult for most people to really say anything in a meeting like this when you kind of sense that the deck is stacked against you. Is this just me, or is this pretty common?
Well, I've discovered that it's pretty common, and it's one of the reasons I wrote the book. I had the very same experience the first time I attended a public workshop, and I was so shocked because I thought, well, wait a minute, don't they want our opinion? And yet when the opinion shared it does not go along with the desired plan, that supports the desired plan, all of a sudden you are cast aside, you are marginalized, and even rudely told to shut up, sit down. And then, you know, you get very emotional and so forth. So when this first happened to me, I was pretty shocked and started going to other meetings to see, is this really what's going on? And it's not like that all the time, but more often than not, these meetings are coming before the public after a long period of time where early decision makers, stakeholders, for example, have come together, spent a lot of time and resources to put a plan together, and are now finally bringing it to the public, and they really want to make sure that that plan goes through. And so often what you get is a facilitator, I call them bully facilitators, that is working to nudge the public in the direction that will give them the kind of consensus that they need in order to push the plan forward. And most people, most members of the public are not aware that they are being nudged, that they're not being given multiple choices. For example, no plan, or how come plan A, B, and C all look the same? Could we have one that's quite pared down? And, you know, you're often told, well, sorry, but these are the plans you have to pick from. And so you're nudged, and oftentimes if you are really disagree, you are then bullied. And so Citizen Ninja teaches you how to navigate those scenarios.
Wow. So it's kind of like you're going to die, but you get to pick your poison or the method you're going to get it. Okay. Well, that's a crude way to put it, I'm sure. But, you know, I know across the country, as I've talked to people and I've talked to other, you know, activists and so on that are involved in civic affairs across the country, that this kind of thing that you describe is everywhere. It's not just in your place, not mine, whatever, it's everywhere. And, people have struggled with this, very frustrated, struggled with this for several years, I'm sure, at least, but especially today when there is no such thing as civil discourse anymore, practically. And everybody seems to be at everybody else's throat. Very difficult to not be intimidated, just generally, even to go out of your house anymore. You know, he's like, wow, if I offend somebody, they're going to jump down my throat. And I may even get physically harmed. That's happened too. But the result of where we are today in our country seems to me that this kind of hoodwinkery has been pulled for many, many years, and very few people have gotten on to the game plan. Am I hitting right on this? That
yes,
this
you
has
are.
Snuck up
and
on
I,
us a little I'm, bit?
Absolutely, and I think many of your listeners would agree and have maybe had that experience, but not just in public meetings, maybe just even with a neighbor. It seems like you can hardly ever express your opinion anymore without, you know, being bullied, being pushed into a corner and, you know, insulted in some way. So I think that everyone, this resonates with everyone. And so this is the reason I wrote the book, because most of us then are put into a position of having to react. And when we react, we are not being effective. Reaction is very emotional. It's not thought out speech. And in order to be effective, you have to be prepared and trained in how to manage all of this. And that's why I came up with, it's such basic stuff. And yet we forget all those basic skills that we need when we're engaging publicly, when we're speaking out. You know, we have passion. We have a lot of passion, right? And that's what moves us. We want, but that's not enough. In order to be effective and have high impact, we're going to have some sort of impact. If we want high impact, then we need to know how to do this, how to engage. Otherwise, it's just low impact after low impact or bad impact. And it's not motivating for people. They just some of them give up, they burn out, you know, and they stop. And we need everyone to be engaging, everyone exercising their civic rights. And if we do it effectively, then it actually becomes fun because you're making a difference.
Well, I know what's not fun. Every time when I get attacked, I throw everything I know to the wind, and I want to strike back. That's me. You talk about biting your tongue. Well, okay, that you can, but it's going to get bloody. When you get attacked or somebody tries to pull one on you, or you know you're being conned, it's really tough to not get defensive and get all bent out of shape. And do the same thing to the person back or whatever, you know, to reflect it back to them. But you know what? I find that never turns out well, does it? It doesn't solve anybody's problem.
It doesn't. Actually, I have to say that liberals tend to, they are the bullies, but their goal, and this is generally speaking, those who are out there who are bullies, their goal is actually to make you look like you're the bully. And then they can say, see how they act, see what they say. They're so intolerant. And so the key is to not be that person, not take their goading and not to become the bully so that you take that away from them. You're completely disarming them. Citizen Ninja is being able to, one of the skills is being able to discern the environment that you're in, analyze it, and become aware and assess the situation and the people and the language being used before you engage so that you know exactly what you're dealing with. Then when that is clear to you, it's much, much easier to choose the language to ask the kind of questions that are going to help with dialogue, that are going to help you have an influence and not be attacked. That's a lot of it is preparation. In fact, I came up with this great acronym called FACE, and maybe when we come back, I can go into it a little bit.
We will be right back. I'm Patrick Woods, standing in for Daniel Brickman. You're listening to The Right Show today on the Power Hour. We'll be right back.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
As the Power Hour celebrates its 20th year of broadcasting, ThePowerMall.com temporarily had to close their doors. But when one door closes, another always opens. Introducing an all-new ThePowerMall.com. We completely wiped out our entire inventory and brought back only what you demanded with hassle-free checkout and first-class customer service you've come to expect. Buy from the good guys at ThePowerMall.com. That's ThePowerMall.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calbend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight, bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
It's the Power Hour. I'm Patrick Wood, sitting in for Daniel. I'm so glad you all are tolerating me today and nobody's throwing a rock at me yet, taking a shot, or yelled at me. Well, wait a minute. I'm 500 miles away. You couldn't. Well, I'm not going to even tell you where I am then, but I'm on the air with you, and that's what really counts. Our guest today is Mary Baker, who has written this book called Citizen Ninja, Stand Up to Power. One of the places it's available, by the way, is on Amazon.com. If you can't find it where you really need to on Mary's website, which I'll give in just a minute, you can certainly check it out, check out the reviews and stuff on Amazon.com. They're really very good. But here's the problem. We're talking about interpersonal relationships, how to communicate with people, not only in your community, not only like in City Hall, or maybe you went to a school board meeting and things got a little hot and, you know, you got in the middle of stuff and got it from both sides. But I hear from people all the time, that my kids won't even talk to me anymore because they think I'm nuts. And this is a very hurtful thing. I've heard it. I have some personal experience with that, but I've also heard it from a lot of people that when it comes to politics and many other things too, not just politics, but, you know, often it's religious things, their kids have become the bully and basically tell the parents to shut up. We don't want to listen to you. You're crazy. You're listening, you know, whatever you're spewing. We don't want any part of it. This is a new world. Things are changing, and you need to get with it, and yada, yada, yada. And I bet I'm resonating with a lot of people out there. This is a problem, too, where Citizen Ninja Stand Up to Power has a lot to say, because when we talk about personal skills and communication, they're used everywhere. Everywhere in life, whether it's in the public square or whether it's in the home square. Mary, what do you think about that?
Well, it's one of the questions I get often. You know, we'll be talking about politics, and then someone will say, but what about personally? You know, I have a son. You know, we just can't talk anymore. And that's sad to me. And so Citizen Ninja addresses this. So we ended the last segment with the word acronym FACE, and I wanted to just, it's a quick thing that you can put in your back pocket, and then I'll drill down a little bit. So FACE stands for the following. F, you have to have facts. So to speak on an emotional level, it doesn't help. So start with facts and know what you're talking about. And use sources that the person with whom you're speaking appreciates. So if you're a conservative and you're talking to a liberal and you are using a Heritage Foundation sources, they're not going to appreciate that. They're going to feel like you're really manipulating them. So it'd be better if you used sources that they appreciate and find credible. The next is, again, be aware of your environment with whom you're speaking and assess your situation. And when you do this, it helps you adjust your language. Just like there are cultures around the world, there are also political cultures, and every culture comes with its own set of language. And so once you can identify the political culture of the person with whom you're speaking, then you can adjust your language so that you're speaking their language, and they won't build up a wall if you're using words that immediately turn them off. The next one is to have conviction on something. It's okay to have conviction, but try not to turn the other person, try not to convince them to your opinion. The best thing is to just listen to what they believe and then share what you believe without trying to get them to convert towards your opinion. They may in time, in the future, but the idea is to keep the walls down so that you're dialoguing. And then finally, equip yourself with an arsenal of choices is what I always say, and that comes from learning the Citizen Ninja way and the training that I teach. And when you do all of those things, you can actually face that public successfully, whether it's a colleague, a stranger, or a very close family relation. And if I have time, I'd say one more thing. It feels like, as Americans, if we come from different political cultures or different worldviews, that we will never agree on anything. But actually, we can agree on lots of things. Maybe we love our country, or we believe in the rule of law, or we believe in charity, for example. There are things that we can find in common with people. And when you do that, you have a place to start and to grow.
Don't go away, folks. We're going to be back after the short break. Just throw away that dial on your radio or whatever you're listening to. Throw your mouth away. You're just going to listen to this. You're going to be fascinated by the rest of this program. We'll be right back. Patrick Wood sitting in for Daniel on the Power Hour today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
And thank you for bearing with me over that break. I'm Patrick Wood. I am sitting in for Daniel. I promised myself before I did this program again that I wouldn't get all excited and like passionate, you know, and like do a rant. Sometimes you just got to do it. But I said, nope, I'm going to try and contain myself and be more like Daniel. Maybe people won't know that, that it's me and not him. Anyway, I'm so glad you're here. Thank you for staying tuned in. We've been talking with Mary Baker, the author of Citizen Ninja Stand Up to Power. And this has been a great conversation. I'll tell you, I'm going to give you a little bit more of our ulterior motive here, just for a minute. Everybody knows America's in deep, deep doo-doo. in so many areas. Even if we have some national relief, you know, where the president lives and that rarefied thing back they call D.C. But out in our communities where we live, where things are going on, where all these crazy Agenda 21 programs are being applied, and in our own communities, say, how did this get here? Well, I'll tell you what. The reason it's here is because we haven't stood up to it in the first place. And like Mary once told me, she said, if you don't have a seat at the table, you are what's for lunch. And this is true. People haven't been at the table for so many years, people like you and me, to express what's right and what is in America's best interest, that these people have just literally gotten away with murder. And this needs to stop, because we can't take any more bludgeoning out here in the hinterland. We can't take it anymore. We've had enough. Our cities and our counties are about to break in many instances. Many of them are bankrupt. And we wonder, what happened? What's gone wrong? Well, I'll tell you what's gone wrong. It's all these programs that have snuck into our communities, and nobody's paying attention. And nobody went down to get a seat at the table at the city council meeting or planning, zoning meeting, whatever, to spot and stop this stuff before it started. Now we are where we are because of this. And it's not enough just to go down and throw a rotten egg at your city councilman or a tomato. Don't yell at them. Don't curse them. That's not going to do you any good. All it's going to do is they're going to put your name on a list, take your picture, and say, watch for that guy. Don't ever let him back in. We need to figure out some way, folks, to penetrate the veil. And Citizen Ninja, Stand Up to Power, is how that can be done. And there's my rant for the day. Mary, take it back again. You're talking about FACE before this last break.
Yes. So that acronym, just stick that in your back pocket and remember it. Before you get to take the training, this is your stopgap tool. Facts, awareness, prediction, and being equipped with the skills. Now, the other thing that's real fun is one of the foundational principles or thoughts behind Citizen Ninja was actually developed by James Madison's four civic virtues, which are civic knowledge, self-restraint, self-assertion, and self-reliance. And what I did was I took those excellent virtues and I basically say in the book, these are your powers. And if you think about it, they really, really are. For James Madison, civic knowledge was education excellence. Self-restraint was excellence in prudence. Self-assertion was excellence in fortitude to stand up and fight for your rights. And self-reliance was individual excellence and relying on yourself to get things done and not for others to do it for you. Well, these are your powers. All of those are modern-day reasons for why, for how you can exercise your power in the public square. So, one of the great things that we have done, Patrick and I have, you and I are working together to make this training available to our listeners and to the citizens out there who really want to go back into whatever environment it is that they're operating in, where they want to have an influence, where they want to have positive change, and get the training they need in order to do it. So, Patrick, maybe we should talk about that a little bit.
Well, that might be a good idea. People could come to California, and if they could catch you in one of your live workshops, they'd have about an 8-hour session with you, and they would learn all these things that you talk about in your book, Citizen Ninja. And you've trained, as I recollect, you've trained over 800 people. Is that right, in California in the last couple of years?
Yeah, it was actually in 1 year, up and down the coast, up into Washington State. There's just a huge demand for this, but I can only be so many places at once. That's one of the reasons I wrote the book. I thought, well, at least if I have a book, then people can get that.
Can I turn you over to the mad scientist who can clone you, maybe? We have that. They say they have that ability these days to do cloning. So, folks, we're going to clone 49 other Mary Bakers, and your state is each state can have one where she can travel exhaustively and teach people how to be citizen ninjas. No, that's not going to work. Forget that. Well, your training class, which isn't normally, I know, an eight-hour class, has been validated, I think, very thoroughly with the fact that you've trained so many people and they keep asking you back. I guess the proof is in the eating of the pudding, as they say. They've actually asked you back, and they haven't chased you out of state or anything. So the people that have been through the training have had pretty much rave reviews all the way up and down the line. And most importantly, you get reports back that people are going out into the public square and actually paying attention and making it work. Imagine that.
Yes.
Making it work.
Yes.
This is amazing.
And what's fun about the training is that it is basic. It gives you basic skills, things to think about, and then it's all yours to develop and grow into, you know, your own style. It's not prescriptive, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Well, the problem is, of course, Mary can't be everywhere, and the answer to that is to try and deliver some type of training using the internet. Everything boils down to the internet, doesn't it, these days? That's kind of weird. You wonder who's in control of the internet. Is this all just a big, you know, plot of the Matrix to trap us all and stuff into some other reality? Or, well, we use the internet for, you know, for good stuff for us too, even though other people don't necessarily. But the internet can do some very amazing things, like deliver actual training courses right to your computer and right to your headset or your microphone or your speakers. And this is exactly what we've tried to do with localactivist.org. And I don't want to make a completely self-serving commercial out of this, but the only reason that we're doing this is because we passionately believe people need to be trained on interpersonal relationships so that they might be able to return civil discourse to our society. This is so critical, folks. I cannot tell you how critical this is. It's not enough to holler and yell at your TV listening to the news at night. It's not just enough to complain to your friends. There ought to be a law against that, or, you know, whatever. That doesn't cut it. Doesn't do anything. Doesn't get you anywhere. And meanwhile, this other whole group of actors in our communities, every community around our country, have been running amok, doing their own thing, their own plans, wrecking our communities, leading them to bankruptcy, raising our costs, or driving costs up, I should say. And we're the ones that are suffering. They're not suffering. They're making money. They're taking it to the bank. We're the ones that are suffering. And if you're like me, I hope you are, but I hear this. If you're like me, you eventually get to a point where you say, I'm not going to take it anymore. That's what you need to say. And, you know, you can get informed and educated all you want. That's good. You know the issues. You don't need to be told the issues. You know some of the issues. You know what's wrong. But you just need the skills to go and do something about it. And Citizen Ninja is absolutely, by and large, it's agnostic as far as the issues are concerned. We're not to teach you the issues. You know the issues. You just need to know what to do about them. And that's where we've gone wrong. That's why, in my opinion, that's where we've gone wrong over the years, is that not enough people have been able to take a seat in their community and be heard. And not blow everybody off and just blow the whole thing up. That's what we need to do. I was told one time when I was a young guy that the art of diplomacy is stepping on somebody's shoes without spoiling the shine. We'll be right back. The music again is attacking us. I hear it. It's a direct attack by the music, the beat. I'm Patrick Wood, sitting in for Daniel Brigman on the Power Hour. And we'll be right back after this short break.
Yeah. non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi there, Pharmacist Ben here. Have you checked your ECS lately? New Pharma has. We're scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. As an advocate of New Pharma, let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite control, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune functioning. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of nature's best anti-inflammatories. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at newpharma.com, G-N-U-P-H-A-R-M-A.com. New Pharma, the science of nutrition. Your path of wellness begins here.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
My friends, this is going to be a wrap-up coming up in this segment of this first hour of the Power Hour. I'm Pat Wood, sitting in for Daniel, and we've been having a great conversation with Mary Baker here, the author of Citizen Ninja Stand Up to Power, and why we need to stand up to power, how we can stand up to power. We haven't really talked yet about when we can stand up to power, but I think for people that are struggling with opening their mouth in the public venue or opening their mouth to their relatives, their children that are being bullies to them, that first they need to have a measure of training. And I'll tell you what, the first thing you can do, without any other prompting from anybody, you can just buy Mary Baker's book and read it. You'll get something out of it for sure. I mean, you can't miss getting something out of it. It's not really the same as taking the training class to, you know, hear from Mary herself in her own voice and with her own face, i.e. a video segment. It's not the same reading a book as it is getting the training from the trainer. And that's what localactivist.org is all about. That's the home of Citizen Ninja Training. And you can go there and check it out, be my guest, localactivist.org. But also, you can find Mary at her own personal website, which is themarybaker.com. Marybaker.com. And people wonder, why the Mary Baker? What's that? What's about that? Well, you remember back in history, there was a certain lady by the name of Mary Baker. And Mary doesn't want to be confused with that person. And every time she mentions her name in public, Mary Baker, you know, it's like, I wonder if that's Mary Baker Eddy. But in any case, the Mary Baker clears up the confusion, and that's where you're going to find Mary. So, Mary, we're kind of at the end of our, this is going to be the last segment that we're into here, but one of the things I learned in my tactical training class for self-defense, and yes, folks, I do have a concealed carry license. That's our right in Arizona to do. And yes, I took training to get there to make sure I knew how to do what I'm supposed to do. One of the things that they taught us in our class was situational awareness. And secondly, along with that, is how to spot situations where you know there's trouble coming. You brought up a topic in your book called pegging, which I really like. How to peg people. And tell us a little bit about that. What does pegging mean?
Pegging is a technique that I developed when I was a speaker, and I wanted to be able to answer questions effectively from the audience. And so what I did was I categorized people into four types. The informed person, someone who knew a lot on the topic but was asking a specific question, so they agreed with me in general, generally agreed with me. The next type was uninformed, so this person just didn't have a lot of information at all about my topic. And then the third type was the misinformed person, and the last type was the partisan, someone who really disagreed with me and was the opposite. So what I did was I took all of that, and I turned it into something I call pegging, which is what you do to determine the type of person with whom you're speaking. So if you're talking to a informed person, then you know you can go deep into a topic. And you might not agree on everything, but generally you do. And when you talk to people like that, you could become more informed. The uninformed person, typically when you are passionate about something and you meet someone who's uninformed, you just want to share as much as you can with them about what you know. But that's the wrong approach, because then they just drown and get overwhelmed with the information. And so it's better to just very gently, you know, stream out important facts and then encourage them to look it up. And then eventually they'll move into, hopefully, into an informed category. The misinformed person, when you pick someone like that, you have to be careful, because they're either really thankful that you're re-informing them on the proper facts, or they are very defensive, because a misinformed person tends to be misguided on their facts, and they believe a certain way for the long time. And when you're there telling them that they're wrong, or that just the information you've presented is not what they know to be true, they become very defensive. And so I teach techniques on how to deal with people like that. And then there's the partisan person, who completely disagrees with you. And I really encourage people to, if you're out there in the public square and you want to engage in dialogue, really focus on the uninformed and the misinformed people. The informed people, it's kind of like preaching to the choir. It's good to do that, because you can develop ideas and learn from each other. But it's not as impactful as informing a misinformed person. And then the partisan, I don't, you know, spend much time there unless we can regulate our emotions and have a nice debate where we're not trying to change each other's minds, but we're learning from each other. I'm not really interested in engaging with a partisan person frequently because a partisan person is going to engage with you to try to marginalize you and bully you. And it's like move on. There are plenty of uninformed and misinformed people out there that, you know, to engage with where you're going to have more impact and influence than with the partisan. So it's a great technique and there are ways of, I teach you ways of pegging people and then what to do once you've pegged the person. And it's super effective. It's great.
Yeah, I have to say, if you end up talking to somebody like somebody who really doesn't know what's going on, perhaps, and they're a little bit defensive, and you misinterpret where they are and that they're really partisan and that you're not going to change their mind no matter what you do, you get a lot of trouble. And you won't come out feeling like you won anything in that situation for sure. But correctly assessing the person you're talking to vastly changes how you're going to talk to them. How are you going to address them? And each different person needs to be addressed individually, but differently. That's the art of diplomacy, is knowing who you're talking to. And like I said earlier, sometimes, you know, the diplomacy was defined by one diplomat as the ability to step on somebody's shoes without spoiling their shine. And that is a talent. It's learned, but it's a talent. Anybody can learn it. That's part of really what Citizen Ninja Training is all about, is learning how to interact, learn when the right time to open your mouth is. Remember Kenny Rogers? You got to learn when to hold him and learn when to fold him. there are times you don't belong in the game. And there are times when you do.
Exactly. And that's where that power of self-restraint comes in. The wonderful thing about being a citizen ninja and acting like one and using the citizen ninja way is it completely puts you in control. If you run into a partisan person, don't engage. If you have been accosted by a partisan person, get out. This whole thing puts you in control. You're making the choices as to when is a good time to engage, because you're discerning your environment and you're using self-restraint. You're not just, you know, just busting in, you know, like a bull in a china shop. You're using measured response to things.
Exactly. Mary, it's been great talking today. I think we're coming up against another break. I hear some music, and very faint music coming in the background. Yep, here it comes. Oh, boy, we're...
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna is great tasting and easy to fix meals, are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. New Manna, food storage you'll love to eat.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.